Looking for an awesome place to host your draft party? Look no further than Hooters. With tons of TVs, free Wi-Fi, world-famous wings, and ice-cold beer, you're probably thinking, it doesn't get any better than that. But wait, at Hooters, it does. Every fantasy league gets a free draft kit and over $200 in Hooters swag. Join us for fantasy football, done Hooters style. Book now at Hooters.com/football. That's Hooters.com/football. See you at Hooters.
Bill Curry Ford, Tampa's first family of Ford for nearly 60 years, is just north of the stadium on Dale Mabry Highway and at BillCurryFord.com, home of the nationwide lifetime warranty on new and pre-owned vehicles. Bill Curry Ford is a proud supporter of JoeBucksFan.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and of course, this is season four of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and for the last 3 years, Hooters, specifically OriginalHooters.com, has been the presenting sponsor. My thanks to Original Hooters and their 11 locations throughout the Tampa Bay area for their continued presenting sponsorship. And on that note, this is the last call. If you would like to be part of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Fantasy Draft event at Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry in Tampa, Sunday night, August 25th, this is the last call. We have confirmed roughly 30 people already, and we are looking to finalize a third league that I affectionately call the Moneyball League. It is basically Todd Wright against the field. If you want to make me look bad, this is your chance. I pick first and never again. That's right. I have the first overall pick, and I do not have any other draft picks. I pick from the players you do not. And I try to compete with everyone as the season goes on. Of course, we have the Ira League. The Ira League currently is full. Now, that could change with some cancellations or whatnot. My returning podcast league that Robert Wright won in 2017, Todd Wright Tour Golfer. Bill Eisman won in 2018, Todd Wright Tour Golfer. That league is also currently full. We are trying to fill one more league. This is the last call. If you would like to play, it costs you nothing. Now, does that mean when you come to Hooters, you're going to eat and drink for free? No. But it costs you nothing to play in the league, and if you win your league, you will receive a prize from either me, the Todd Wright Tour, if you're into golf, or you'll receive a Buccaneer-themed prize from JoeBucksFan.com. And if neither of those scratch your itch, like I talked to Bengal Ralph earlier today, one of my loyal golfers who is in my fantasy league, obviously, I can Cincinnati Bengal theme his first place prize. I will cater to you if you win your league. Also, I have confirmation. We have exactly the two Hooters ladies waiting on us that I handpicked. Ty, calendar girl, Camilla, who waited on myself and Bay News 9 for Spectrum Sports 360 when we shot the fantasy football segment a few weeks ago. So everything is in place. We just need a few more of you. You have to be there physically. You cannot call in. You cannot Skype in. You cannot give me a maybe at this point. 7 p.m., Sunday night, August 25th, Hooters in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue. Email me if you want in. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. This is the last call. The list is growing of fun people in these leagues. You know, last year, no, Ira's been playing for 2 years now, right? I think, yeah, Ira's been playing for 2 years now. But we gave Ira his own league last year, the Hall of Fame Fantasy League. Joe is playing again with a surrogate from JoeBucksFan.com doing the drafting, and then Joe will run the franchise. The hired gun is Bobby Fenton of the Free Stretch podcast. Seth Kushner of Bone Fantasy Degenerates / Bone Fantasy Live on 102.5 The Bone and Drew Garabo Live. Seth Kushner is playing. Chris Torello, who did the fantasy segment with me on fantasy football at Hooters a few weeks ago, Chris is trying to clear his schedule so he can play in our leagues at our Hooters fantasy draft event from Bay News 9 and Spectrum Sports 360. Dennis Phillips of Tampa Bay's ABC Action News has verbally committed to play and says he can bring additional owners if necessary. Dennis runs a very solid league of his own, is very into fantasy football and football overall. He will be there that night. Sean Sullivan, we are very friendly here at the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast with Bill Curry Ford, not far from the Hooters in Tampa that we're having the draft event. GM Sean Sullivan is playing in the league. A number of my golfers are. I mean, I mentioned Bengal Ralph, Mike Lentz from Papa John's on Waters in Tampa, who caters for all my golf tournaments. He will be there. I already talked about the two defending champs. A lot of returning names, some new names. Last call, if you want to play, it costs you nothing. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Send the email as soon as possible saying you want in for Sunday night, 7 p.m., August 25th, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Hooters draft event. It's already bigger than it's ever been before. I'd like to make it even bigger than that. All right, so last Fantasy Football Podcast. I almost said Toddcast. Now, don't forget, this season, you will have multiple podcasts, one that is fantasy-related, this one, and one that will just talk football and sports in general, and that's the Todd Wright Toddcast. So add that to your subscription list as well. I hinted in the last Fantasy Football Podcast how, ironically, last year we had the Antonio Brown dilemma. Now a former Steeler. The Antonio Brown dilemma simply was, if you were going to be that owner that took Antonio Brown to be your wide receiver one, you were going to be without an RB1 unless your league just blew it at the top of the draft board. That was the Antonio Brown dilemma last year. This year, let's just call it the Le'Veon Bell conundrum. Yeah, I know. These all sound like Big Bang Theory episodes. The Le'Veon Bell conundrum, another former Steeler. Le'Veon Bell jaded a lot of you last year because you were convinced, even if you drafted on Labor Day, he was showing up the next day. And he was going to play week one, and all was going to be fine. And he never showed. And he never put on the Steeler uniform again. And he signed a four-year, $52 million deal, about half of that guaranteed money the first 2 years, with these new-look New York Jets. Bell has apologized to fantasy owners, saying he's going to make it up to you. The Le'Veon Bell conundrum creates an interesting look at the top of the draft this year that is totally different how we viewed running backs last year, where it was, as good as Antonio Brown was, if you took Antonio Brown, you were going to be trying to make up RB1 points all season long because you missed out. This year, the Le'Veon Bell conundrum involves a lot of other moving parts. Ezekiel Elliott is not in camp. Is this Le'Veon Bell all over again? Because those who want you to believe they know what they're talking about say, Elliott will be there for the first game against the New York Giants. Then there are those who are Cowboys fans, the actual Cowboys fans, you know, the ones that actually buy the white jersey, not the ones who buy the blue jersey, not the throwback jersey, that's fine, but anyone who wears a Cowboys blue jersey that isn't a throwback, not a real Cowboy fan. You buy the white or you buy a throwback. That's it. That's how you tell the difference. I should know. So the real Cowboy fan knows this feels a lot like 93 when Emmitt Smith didn't show up for the first game, didn't show up for the second game. And then for those of you who say, well, then Jerry caved and no, Jerry didn't cave. Emmitt just came in, said that's enough. Signed the deal that was on the table all along. Jerry did not cave. Emmitt saw the opportunity to win another Super Bowl going away. Came in, Cowboys won another Super Bowl. Now, it's not that easy for Elliott. This is different. With Emmitt, it was, well, if I show up, we can win another Super Bowl. This one is, if Ezekiel Elliott doesn't show up, do the Cowboys bottom out? There is absolutely no guarantee that the Cowboys will win a Super Bowl if Elliott shows up. Can they make the playoffs again? Sure. But there are three types of teams in the NFL. Super Bowl contenders, playoff contenders, and teams who are just trying to win more games. That's it. Those are the three categories. The Cowboys are in the second tier. And we don't know how. There's been an offer on the table to Elliott, just as there's been an offer on the table to Dak, just as there's been an offer on the table to Amari. And if one offer is modified, it affects the other two. So you've got that going on with Ezekiel Elliott. I don't know if you saw this last night, but the Arizona Cardinals' first team offense was going the wrong direction against a Raider defense that had a lot of issues last year. If you want to invoke the, yeah, it's a preseason game, fine. But that's the Arizona Cardinal offense I expected to see. And it did not look good. Small rookie quarterback, fired Big 12 college coach, older Larry Fitzgerald, questionable offensive line, no other wide receivers of note, and David Johnson, good running back on bad team. That's the way it looked. And it wasn't just one series. It looked bad for what? Two, three, four series against the Raiders' first team defensive guys. At times, the Cardinals couldn't even snap the ball right. And if Murray's going to get on the ground, that's fine. You might not want to do it in your own end zone. So I'm not someone who believes David Johnson is RB1. Now, we went through this last year, too, where he got hurt the first quarter of the first game in 2017. And many were jaded by that last year. And some of you still are. David Johnson last year was all right as an RB1, but he didn't deliver the same value as many of the other RB1s chosen. Heck, he didn't deliver some of the value of some of the RB2s that ascended to RB1 level, like Christian McCaffrey or even a Melvin Gordon. Who else is in the conversation? Todd Gurley? Yeah. You know what's hanging over Todd Gurley. The Rams are saying all the right things, and it's what they're not saying that scares every fantasy owner. Gurley is the most mysterious big-time player in fantasy football. just 2 years after he literally won everyone who owned him a fantasy championship. Gurley's numbers dropped off significantly near the end of last year, and for some of you, that was after your fantasy playoffs had already ended, but you just don't know how much he can play. Maybe Sean McVay doesn't even know. Let's remind you, Sean McVay drafted up with the running back deficient Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who traded out of the spot so McVay could select Henderson, a 9 yard per touch back out of Memphis. I think McVay knew what he was doing. So we've got red flags on Elliott. We've got red flags on David Johnson. We've got red flags on Todd Gurley. Are you really ready to say James Conner, just picks up where Le'Veon Bell left off? Don't push that hard. Don't. He was the ultimate handcuff last year. He was the late round lottery ticket that worked out, or the waiver claim. But I'm not ready to anoint James Conner an RB1. Which brings us to Le'Veon Bell. Okay, had a year off. That certainly didn't hurt Adrian Peterson. Didn't hurt Ricky Williams. I get that. But you don't need to be a Jet fan to know how many ways this could go bad. See, Bell was in a very stable situation in Pittsburgh, in an organization where things don't change a lot. And maybe they will going forward. But you knew Bell would be on the field for every play, every down, every distance. If Pittsburgh was up big, Le'Veon was on the field. If Pittsburgh was down big, Le'Veon was on the field. In short yardage, Le'Veon was on the field. If it was third and 28, Le'Veon was on the field. Now what? Remember, Adam Gase may have won a power struggle with the previous GM who signed Le'Veon Bell based on how he felt they overpaid for Le'Veon Bell. Adam Gase in Miami had offenses with the fewest number of per game than anyone else the last 3 years. There are so many questions involving just the simple change of team about Le'Veon Bell, which makes me firmly put into consideration that until any of these red flags go away, if you're drafting and all these red flags on all these perceived RB1s, I didn't even talk about Melvin Gordon because I don't think I have to. At number four or number five, go ahead and do it. I know we are just a year removed from the Antonio Brown dilemma, but you can go ahead and do it this year. You know what it is. And go ahead and choose. Some say it's a choice of one of two. I actually think it's more like a choice of one of three. Some would put another guy in the conversation, but he also changed teams, and there's just always something going on there, and it's just a matter of time. So if you want to go ahead and in your league, the big three go 1, 2, 3 in some order, those big three being Barkley, McCaffrey, Kamara. And you're sitting there at four, and you have no new news on Elliott. You have all these questions on Le'Veon Bell. You've watched David Johnson's Arizona Cardinals first quarter from the other night against the Raiders. Melvin Gordon, no movement there. And who else did I leave out? Todd Gurley's knee doesn't give you any reason to believe otherwise. Do it. You think you're going to regret taking Devontae Adams at 4 or 5? You think you're going to regret taking DeAndre Hopkins at 4 or 5? I still think Michael Thomas is undervalued in fantasy football, much as I think Drew Brees is amazingly undervalued in fantasy football. This year, after those top three, and until Ezekiel Elliott is on the field, I not only would consider it in these leagues we're doing at Hooters on the 25th, if I'm sitting there at 4 or 5, definitely at 6, I will be doing it. Adams is a proven commodity with a superstar quarterback with the numbers to back it up. No change in teams. Sure, change in head coach. Do you think Matt LaFleur is going to tell Aaron Rodgers not to throw to Devontae Adams in the red zone? No changes in Houston. DeAndre Hopkins, as quietly and as efficiently, still fighting the summertime cold, goes about his business as a big-time threat for the Texans, who just brought in another running back. You hear they have a problem keeping their number two wide receiver healthy. If you hear Kiki Chute can be this breakout player, yeah, he couldn't stay healthy either. It's DeAndre Hopkins. If you're wondering why Deshaun Watson on some ADPs is the second quarterback behind Mahomes and ahead of Rodgers and Brees, it's DeAndre Hopkins. This might be the year to do it. I might. I think you could too. Again, send your emails to toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Need a few more owners for our Hooters draft night on Sunday, August 25th, starting at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.